Hey, this is Glenn Mann, and you're listening to an all-new episode of Glenn is Talking Man from New York Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about the new CDC guideline involving wearing masks. Also, a chicken caper that sends people to prison, and the labor shortage, or so-called labor shortage, happening right now. But before we get to the episode, we got to pay some bills, or at least by the host, a cup of coffee. So stay tuned to hear a brief word about our sponsor, and then stay tuned for the episode. Hey, it's time for the episode, folks. So the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, released some new guidelines for fully vaccinated people, meaning people who either have got both shots of the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine or received the Johnson & Johnson one shot and are 2 weeks past the shot for the first one, for the Johnson & Johnson one shot, or for the second of the Moderna and Pfizer. Basically, if you're fully vaccinated, CDC says, you know what, you don't have to wear a mask in most situations unless you're traveling, public transportation, going to the doctor's office. But you can go outdoors or indoors, even around people who are not vaccinated, and you should be okay. And this caused a little bit of a tizzy, right, on social media. Because there are people who are very hesitant, who said, is this too soon? And there have been some people who's like, yes, this is the right thing, absolutely. And they should have said this weeks ago. And this has been something kind of, I'm going to say weird, going on the past couple of weeks, or at least month or so, on social media. As vaccination rates that people have been getting vaccinated, there have been people who are saying that who've been kind of like calling out people who have continued to wear masks while fully vaccinated, and it's going to be like, well, they should just follow the science, sort of like a callback to very early in the pandemic, during the entire pandemic, really, when people refused to wear masks or practice social distancing. So now, basically, people are saying people who are continuing to wear masks are not following the science. They're just basically on the same level as people who didn't wear masks at all during the pandemic, which is a bunch of BS. Let's be honest. Now, why do people who are fully vaccinated continue to wear masks? There may be many reasons. They may be extra vigilant because they're worried about variants. They want to wait a little time, right? There may be people who have experienced loss, and they may be traumatized. Maybe they lost friends and loved ones, and maybe they had COVID-19 at one point and really suffered from it. So they're being extra cautious. Maybe some people dislike wearing a mask. It makes them feel like they're, in a Western about to rob a saloon or a bank. Maybe people wear a mask because they don't like how their face looks. Or maybe they don't want people to see their face. Maybe they're vigilantes, superheroes with secret identities. For whatever reason people continue to wear masks, it really isn't that big of a deal. And it's kind of dumb to equate that to people not wearing masks, where they could catch a contagious virus and spread it to other people. It's not the same thing. So, you know, the term gaslighting has been used a lot in the past couple of years involving politics, and maybe like most terms, it's been overused. But this is a perfect case of gaslighting going on, where we're saying that people who continue wearing masks, fully vaccinated, are somehow on the same level as the people who never gave a damn about any kind of precautions or regulations during this pandemic. And that is simply not true. And first of all, I don't know why other people who are fully vaccinated who say, hey, they're not going to wear a mask anymore, fine, that's your business. And people who want to wear a mask, fine, it's their business. This notion that it kind of feels like kids in school when you're about to like jump off of something. And you're like, no, you do it first. No, you do it first. Like, who, you know what, this, can we stop it, please? I mean, what kind of type of nonsense is this? And look, with most of these guidelines and decisions, I always figured, hey, give yourself some time. Like, there are some people who rushed out as soon as they heard the CDC get those guidelines. They rushed outside and threw their mask up in the air like they were, I don't know, burning bras in the 1960s, whatever. Who knows what they were doing? I actually saw the news. I saw people who were like, oh, I'm not wearing a mask because the CDC gave guidelines. Okay, fine. Personally, I would wait a couple weeks in case something else develops. I figured with everything that's going on, with the impact this has had globally, I think over 3 million people have died. Here in the United States, over 500,000. The impact on the economy. There's nothing wrong with being a little extra cautious. However, there's still, if you're not vaccinated and you don't plan on getting vaccinated and you don't want to wear masks, then okay, the person you're really hurting is yourself or other people that you may care about who are also not vaccinated. So that's something that, you know, those individuals are going to have to deal with. And let's not forget, most children are not going to get vaccinated anytime soon. I know they're going to be soon allowing like kids around 12 to 15, right, to get it. But still, younger kids, there's no vaccine yet for them. And even though it hasn't had the impact on young people that it has on adults, still, people want to be cautious about their children. People live in homes with people who may not have strong immune systems. So, you know, this whole idea where this thing about masks has become this sort of back and forth sort of a weapon against this and that, it's just kind of ridiculous. How about this? If you see me with a mask on, how about you just shut up and leave me the hell alone? How's that, right? And if I see you without a mask and I don't know your status, guess what? I don't want to talk to you anyway, so we're good. So let's you know, keep it on that level. Now, you've heard a lot of talk about what's happening in the labor market, right? You've seen all these stories on social media. Companies are saying that they can't find workers, and they are saying that's because of the unemployment benefits that started in the beginning of the pandemic, have extended into the new administration. And you've seen these signs on, like, outside of restaurants and stores saying, well, we're understaffed because people just don't want to work. Now, is it people just don't want to work, or they don't want to work for very little pay under conditions that are not ideal, where they, you know, may be a danger to their health, or maybe they don't want to be abused? There's a reason why so-called gig jobs became so popular over the years. Not, yes, people wanted money and extra money, but also people wanted some sort of autonomy, right? If you're driving Uber or Lyft, or if you're delivering, you know, food or groceries, Instacart or, you know, Grubhub, whatever, your interaction with people is sort of limited, right? You pick up the stuff, you give it to people, you pick people up, you take them places. People now worry about micromanagement, right? And let's be honest, one of the reasons why so many people really loved the idea of working from home is they felt the freedom to actually do work, where there wasn't someone peeking over the cubicle. There wasn't someone, you know, over their shoulder saying, why is this this way? Why is that way? And let's be honest, if you ever work in an office setting, everyone has at one point has had a manager who simply makes stuff up. Like, they have nothing else to do except make stuff up to pretend like they're managing, right? Oh, could you go over there and shuffle those papers? Why? The papers don't need shuffling. In fact, the papers are blank. They're in the printer. What? Leave me alone. Let me do the work I'm here for. But you have managers like that. And in some cases, you have people who, in tough working conditions, not very little paid. You have people who recovering from COVID-19. You have people who don't have access to daycare. Maybe schools are not fully open. Daycare might not be open. The person that may have been watching their kids might be too sick or may have died during the pandemic. So there's a lot going on here. And this rush to normal, because, you know, companies want to, you know, they got to justify those rents on those offices. They want people back in the office. And, you know, owners, yeah, we know that owners need labor, right? We know that. But laborers, workers, need to be paid a good living and need to be treated like human beings. And even before the pandemic, there were labor shortages in certain industries like the service and the restaurant industry. For many reasons, and one of the main reasons was the pay was not good, and you're going to be treated like a piece of garbage. So that doesn't really entice people to, you know, want to work for you or your company or work in a particular industry, especially when you're dealing with hours that may not be steady, when you're dealing with dramatic changes in the shift. One week you're working 3 days a week in the morning, and next week it's 4 days and late at night. And so people are feeling really, hey, people have had enough. They're not going to take it anymore. People are very upset. So before we kind of, this narrative that we've seen that, oh, well, you know, people just don't want to work, and people, look, I think people want to be productive. They want to have balanced lives. They want to balance, be able to make a living, to support themselves and their family, but also actually spend time with the family that they are supporting. Or, you know, America, we're a consumer society. We buy things, you know, to make us, you know, to happy, get us happy, right? To make us feel complete. And with people who are spending hours working to buy things, they want to have time to actually enjoy the things that they are buying, right? Since we are in this cycle. So, but, you know, let's kind of keep clear eyes on this issue. But there's been labor shortages. There's also been a chicken wing shortage, right? There's been restaurants are saying they don't have enough chicken wings and everything. There's a lot going on. And this is an interesting story. In China, 5 college students are going to jail over a scheme over KFC fried chicken. That's right. Apparently, there was some sort of free voucher that you could get online to KFC in China. And there's some sort of glitch in this online ordering platform. So these 5 students repeatedly kept getting free chicken, right? About $30,000 worth of free chicken. Until they were caught. And they were arrested and prosecuted and found guilty. And they will be serving jail sentences. Some, I think the sentences range from 13 months to 30 months, right? So this is like some real serious stuff over some KFC chicken, which in China, maybe KFC chicken is the best chicken you've ever had in the entire world. Who knows? But it's seems a little excessive, but I hope it was good. I mean, because let's face it, if it's free, you get something for free, that kind of makes it taste okay. That's like the basic level. So perhaps it was even better than that. Like, wow, this is the most amazing chicken ever, and it's free, and we got $30,000 worth of it. But I mean, hopefully it'd be somewhere. Like, imagine, like, these kids are going to prison basically for this. Like, are they gonna be in there with like murderers and like real thugs? Like, imagine, like, you're coming in there and someone's like, yeah, what did you do? I killed 4 people. I took a truck and ran it through a house and, you know, killed my enemies. What did you do? We stole some, we got too much fried chicken for free. I mean, it really is a sort of a absurd story. But look, we live in an absurd world, right? In fact, every time you read the news, you see something crazy, part of you thinks, even though this is, makes no sense, it kind of does make sense because of the world that we live in. In fact, the absurd stuff kind of keeps us sane because there's so much serious stuff happening in the world right now, conflicts and everything. And we kind of need the crazy stuff to kind of keep us sane, if that makes any sense to you. So on that note, that's the end of the episode. Thank you for listening. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram with the handle at Glenn Price Man. That's Glenn with 2 N's, Price Man with 2 N's. You also, if you want to email the show, that's podcast@manglenn.com. Same thing, Man with 2 N's, Glenn with 2 N's. And if you want to drop a little something-something to the podcast host, you can find me on Venmo with the handle at @manglenn. Once again, Man with 2 N's, Glenn with 2 N's. Thank you for listening. Take care of yourself.